That's how it was introduced to me. And even after all the research that I've done, I think I keep falling right back to that, because the behaviors and the availability of it harkens back to the original, to me, the original days of when heroin started hitting the street and its derivatives. It is very readily available at gas stations and convenience stores, vape shops, smoke shops here in the city. And it's marketed pretty innocently as an energy drink, energy supplement, mood booster, things like that. But it comes with a pretty harrowing reality of addiction, withdrawal, and in some tragic circumstances, death.